Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
All right, it's a brand new one from Anati featuring Casper Nyovest. The song is called Jump. And Nasty C is also up in there. I gave you another one, a new one. In fact, that song seems to be the street anthem at the moment. Questa, a song called Good. Now, our first guest is already here in the building with us. We're going to talk to him on the flip side of this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Yay. And I'm not by myself. Junior is here.
Yeah.
Even though he showed up late. What was the problem? Was there traffic?
Yeah, dog. There was, the traffic was just heavy on N3. And then you also know Santon
Drive. Yeah,
how
yeah.
Santon Drive is. How the robots are not working. And
no, but more importantly, yeah. You are here already.
You know, man. You know?
Listen, the show is going to be fire.
It's going to be bananas.
The show is going to be fire. We've got some hectic guests lined up. And this is one of the guests that we'll be talking to. In fact, it's coming up on the other side of this.
Mason, superstar Mason, say my name, say my name, if you ain't saying a thing, you ain't part of the gang, know what I'm saying, cause this right here's a pass, say my name, say my name, if you ain't saying a thing, you ain't part of the gang, cause this is a pass, I'm a straight shotter, money got 8 colors. Walk up in the bank, they told me it ain't dollars. I'm getting big, I'm feeling like Chris Wallace. Went back to the crib, told him what to think about us. It's kinda crazy trying to come up in the game, cause you working on a budget, but you running out of change. I'd be the first to help when they're calling out my name, but I don't have time just to blow my limit gang. You need a hook, I can borrow you raps. Bring a girl named Danielle, so I don't hustle Jack. None of you niggas living where you wanna be at, so I don't care if it's new, man, it's gotta be whack. Me and my dogs chilling on a couple of rants. We get a couple girls just to hustle you, man. I'm from a ghetto where niggas just don't understand. They'll get your man robbed like it's part of the plan. I got some real niggas that's a part for my fans. Got me a real bitch that be fucking me bad. I spit some real shit, listen harder, man. If you want that finesse, it's just going on my mouth. It's just going on my mouth. Cause I'm a straight shotter. Cause I'm a straight shotter, money got 8 colors. Walk up in the bank, told me it ain't dollars. Feeling like I kinda lost my mind. Has it crossed your mind? I've been gone since November. Feeling like I'm kinda lost in time. And it's that one time that I'm gonna be remembered. I remember when the streets so cold. Getting a meal is what really eluded me. The soul beef is new to me. What we strive for is peace and unity. Straight shotter, straight shotter. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Straight shutter, cause I'm a straight shutter. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Walk up in the bank, told me it ain't dollars. It ain't hours, nope, you need powers. But I'm a straight shutter, straight shutter. I got him screaming, who's that boy? Looking back at me, that's the new Akon. Nah, and I can prove they wrong. Cause I'ma grab the game with this new made song. They running for me like the Usain Bolt. You talking to the boss, boy, you stay calm. And that's my chick with them 2 chains on. She thinks she a superstar, cause she's schoolmate's gone. I can't blame her, I'ma do that's on. All the pretty birds wanna do that, boy. I'm so cliche with the words they say. I splurge like a nigga on his first payday. You really hurt me in the worst, okay. Didn't even give me cake on a birthday date. You the coolest, you can keep that space. I'ma be the hottest nigga when the DJ plays. Hey. Straight shutter, straight shutter. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Straight shutter, cause I'm a straight shutter. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Straight shutter, money got 8 colors. Walk up in the back, told me it ain't dollars. It ain't hours, no, you need powers. But I'm a straight shutter. Straight, I don't know where these cops keep rushing me. Dogs keep barking. I'm trying to cop property, and I ain't talking monopoly. Losing is a shock to me, I get the green broccoli. Tell me what it takes, I'll be in the streets hourly. Got a lot of hate, so all my enemies proud of me. And I'm just trying to stay cool. Had a twang ever since grade 2. We young boys, you don't ever pay attention. Spend half of my brain.
breaks, locked in detention, okay. Running out of patience, blocked from a distance, lost in a system like college, principals, residents, looking at my money, that's my president, arrogant as a white man when I be yelling it, tell me this, have you been approached by a lot of woes, walked in the store, told him give me one of those, straight shutter,
Alright, the song is called Straight Shatter. This is Superstar Mason, and we welcome him to Cliff Central for the first time. Welcome, boss.
What's going on, Onizi?
You well?
I'm good, man. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah?
Now, you come from Pretoria.
100%.
Yeah, but you obviously break bread here in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your relationship with hip-hop. Where does it come from?
Yo, bro, from way, way back, since I was a toddler, literally, bro. Because okay. my brother used to listen to hip-hop all the time. These are the days of Bone Thugs, B.I.G., Nas, you know, the early stages. So I took it from there. I remember when I was still in grade one, bro, I was rapping Busta Rhymes, and one of the seniors just was like, hey, can you spit that again? I was like, nah, nigga. Nah, go spit your own rhymes. So I've been rapping for a while. Like, it's really been a while. So I've been on this hustle for like more than 10 years. You know, like recording in studio. Yeah, recording in studio and whatnot. It's more than a decade, basically.
So do you remember the first tape you owned?
I remember the first song I recorded professionally.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called I Rule. And then I was in primary school.
Okay.
So I asked one of my, no, not one, like my crew to, you know, perform it with me. They did the hook, I did the verses.
You still remember the lyrics?
I remember the first four bars, but a friend of mine who I talked to a couple of weeks back actually recited the lyrics to me. I'm like, damn, you still remember that? I was surprised. I was like, yo.
But how do they sound today compared to then?
My lyrics?
Yeah.
Upgraded.
Okay.
But I still had it then.
Okay.
My lyrics back then sound better than most of the artists in the industry right now.
Okay, nice yeah. one. Nice oh. one. Nice one. All right, so. Now, have you put out any material that's out in rotation?
Radio-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I have. No, like I said, I've been hustling. So there's this song called Dirty by My Lonely.
Yeah.
I put it out. It was like 3 years ago. I know Mutsuering played it for sure. Sosh FM. I'm from Soshanguve, by the way, Pretoria. TUT. That's TNG FM.
By the way, you guys, can you learn how to drive in Soshanguve? I've been there. You don't care about traffic lights. And the amount of humps in that place.
Yo, it's crazy. Crazy,
they're actually mountains.
There's
they're not
a lot
humps.
Of them.
Anyway, moving on.
So, yeah. Guess why they call it the Highveld? I don't know. But yeah. So, and there was this track called Flossing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flossing. I also put it out. It got, you know, radio play. And yeah, I think those are the two tracks that really put me on the map, if I am on the map, that is.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I also put out a mixtape, but this was on Data Fire Host.
Yeah.
So I put it out via Facebook and Twitter, you know, the social networks, and it was the Mason Mandela mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a couple of songs there. And yeah, now I'm just, you know, this Straight Shutter, we just shot a video for it like a couple of weeks back, so hopefully you'll be seeing it on TV. And hopefully you guys will play.
Now, having been in the business for as long as you have, what is your plan for the moment? What is it that you're doing that you feel is going to work this time around?
Man, these songs that I'm putting out, I think right now I'm at my peak, lyrical-wise. You know, like, these songs make sense, you know, with relation to my life and what's going on in it. And I think the time is now.
Yeah.
You know, I really think these ones are gonna blow up for real.
And what has been the biggest lesson throughout all the challenges that you've come across? What has been the greatest lesson there? And have you had any challenges at all?
Ugh, challenges I have on a daily. You know, it's crazy things. But lessons, I'd say patience. You know, gotta have that patience. You know, if you are promised that something is gonna occur, now you gotta wait for it. You know, the problem is waiting. That itself is a challenge, you know, just waiting and waiting. Obviously, you're not just sitting back, you're also doing stuff. But then I know for sure that it's going to happen. I just need that patience, persistence, and then I'll get there.
Everybody needs some kind of help. They need that little push, that little aid to get to the next level. What do you think you need in order for you to just make it to a level where you're recognizable as a brand?
I need a lot of money.
Okay.
I need a lot of money, publicity, and honestly, I think like my music makes a lot of sense. The hip hop community within South Africa can really relate to it. It's just that I need that platform.
Yeah.
I need guys like you to actually play my songs. You know.
Well, this is how it starts.
This is how it starts. Cool.
If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Superstar Mason, and we just heard his song Straight Shutter. We've got one more song from him, but one of the things that we do here, man is our genius on keys. His name is Junior.
Hi, Junior, what's up?
Junior just plays keys. You tell him what you think you want to hear, and you just play around. You can come up with some kind of progression and get it going.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, you decide what you want to do.
What about that bass? Who's going to play bass? I like bass. I like cakes.
This is all we have.
So what am I supposed to sing or hum to it?
No, do what you want. You want to throw in a freestyle.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do over it. But feel free to tell him to change it. If you want him to change it.
Okay.
Like he's fluid with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a poetry session now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Straight from the 011. Shoot niggas before I get my gun. More money, more problems. I feel better when I'm broke, to be honest. More honeys, more condoms. More reason why I need more commas. But I don't need your comments. You got me feeling like I need more bouncers. I need more counseling. On the toilet seat with 1,000 Rands, man, I need more power. I thought they taught us that the streets all ours. I released those cowards. Public housing. Niggas sweet like flowers. Your man probably gonna repeat his vowels. But I'm a beast, I promise. I throw the east side on the beast side wallet. More money, more problems. Feel better when I'm broke, to be honest. I thought I was puffed with a J-Lo till I got pulled over driving with my eyes closed. We ain't taking money away today, bro. So I got locked in the cell, it was case closed. It's cops like you better went behind bars. How can we ever see you behind stars? And I was on TV with a white broad. Problem is, I'm driving the right car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Do you consider yourself a freestyle MC?
Nope.
Okay.
Nah.
That was so quick.
Yeah, this thing is, honestly, yeah. Okay, this is how I make my music.
Mm-hmm.
I can be driving in a car. I have this dictator phone recording.
Yeah.
And I'll hear a beat, maybe over the phone or instrumental, and I'll record myself live.
Yeah.
So I'll record my thoughts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I put it all together when I'm at home chilling.
Yeah.
So it can happen that I'll record a song without writing anything down. So I don't want to say it's freestyle per se, but that's how I make my music. Because, you know, time is of the essence, and I don't have a lot of time lately, you know?
You know what I pick? When I listen to you, even when you speak, and it's the honesty in the music and the type of content that I pick up, even as you were rapping just now, really, there's a lot of maturity to your sound.
Yeah.
Is this something you're deliberately going for?
Hell yeah. I think music, you got to be honest with the people.
Yeah.
Because people going to listen, they'll tell you, nah, we don't believe that. We don't believe you. Once they don't believe you, you can't convince them otherwise. Yes. But as soon as they believe you and they relate to your emotions and whatnot, because you're being honest, there you have it.
Superstar Mason, ladies and gentlemen, we've got one more guest who'll be joining us in the studio, but this is yet another song from Mason. It's called Come Up.
But don't touch it though. No selfies in the studio. You know the boy's so memorable. I'm old school like Coolio. I hit the club with no capital, then leave out with the baddest girl. I'm endorsed by all avenues, got street cred and I'm well read. Hit the club with no capital, still leave out with the baddest girl. Hit the club with no capital, still leave out with the baddest girl. Cause I'm trying to make a comeback, trying to make a comeback like the baddest girl. Working on a comeback, working on a comeback like the baddest girl. With no capital, still leave out with the baddest girl. Hit the club with no capital, still leave out with the baddest girl. Tryna make a cut, tryna make a come up with the baddest girl. Tryna make a cut, working on the cut, you the baddest girl. Tryna make a come up, maybe hit the lotto, maybe make it back for the summer. I'm thinking of a number, I'll stick at 1, 10, 20, 100. I just wanna chill, maybe even sip a Savannah with the pump I'm selling. Where you think they call me, my son? I got a whip outside. Man, but it's cold outside. Hey, I'm a chick outside, and the chick gets fried. On a broad day, man, I swear, really, I don't even get that tired. I'm a flow with a man.
change. But I thought you owe me a payment. I roll with the angels, so I need no babies. Wait, then to call me the mason. I got no patience.
No cap, don't leave. I with the baddest girl. Hit the club with no cap, don't leave. I with the baddest girl.
Cause I'm tryna make a comer, tryna make a comer
like the baddest girl.
Working on a comer.
Like the baddest girl, hit the club with no cap, don't still leave off with the baddest girl. Hit the club with no cap, don't still leave off with the baddest girl.
Tryna make a comer, tryna make a comer,
like the baddest girl.
Tryna make a comer, working on a comer,
you the baddest girl.
Tryna make a comer, niggas got a sun up, niggas that know me when I rock up, nigga who you be. Pull out the cheers, you best know what it is. It's his baby case, pull out, pump your brakes. Never heard a nigga come out from the list. Never heard a nigga who got what it takes. Never heard the best believe I'm the missus. Every time I walk a nigga past, I swear they have a combo with my ass. And ever since I come up on these bars, I swear I ain't never seen a star. I'm the baddest shit, the Madonna. And I do the shit cause I wanna. Better stop choking up on your verses, cause that I'm brought up all of your karma, nigga.
Hit the club with no cap, don't leave out with the baddest girl. Club with no cap, don't leave out with the baddest girl.
Cause I'm tryna make a comer, tryna make a comer
like the baddest girl.
Working on a comer, working on a comer
like the baddest girl. Hit the club with no cap, don't leave out with the baddest girl. Hit the club with no cap, don't leave out with the baddest girl.
Tryna make a comer.
It's Mason. This is the Calm Up. We continue with the show. One more guest just joined us. We're going to chat to him in just a little bit. But before we get to that, let me just pick your brain, Mason, mm-hmm. on the industry in general. What do you think of it?
Yo, dude. If I was to get like, yo, man.
Go deep. Go deep.
Okay, I think it has really grown, you mm-hmm. know, looking at the past 5 years. But. It has really grown. No, not the butt yet. You know, guys have really put out good music, you know, but there's still those cats that really don't deserve the shine they're getting, you know. And I think cats like me coming up, well, we're going to show that. It's my job to prove it because they're lying to the people, you know, through the music and whatnot. But then in general, I still think, you know, that hip hop, like real hip hop, is still like South Africa is still yet to hear it. You okay. know, because everybody's trying this and that. They're trying to be funny on tracks. They're trying to mix a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, I'm a hip hop cat. I've been listening to hip hop. I don't like house. I don't like my hip hop mixed with house. That's my honesty. I like hip hop straight up.
Okay.
So a lot of cats are doing that. Then you mix kwaito and they call it. What do they call it? When you mix kwaito with hip hop? They got a name for it. They got a name. Yeah.
Actually, the name changes all the time.
I like rap, man. I like rap, you know? Like rap, that's what I like.
Is there anyone you're listening to at the moment?
French Montana. I've been listening to Bad Boy since, and I feel like Bad Boy puts out the best hip hop.
Really?
Honestly.
So you're enjoying French Montana at the moment?
Wave Gods.
Okay.
Listen to Wave Gods and tell me otherwise.
I have been listening to him.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, majority of them now, but I suppose it's enterprising, which is what today's business demands. The industry demands that, you know, your brand is attractive to other industries as well. You
and
know?
Playboy's African, so why not listen to him and support him?
No, straight up. We're hanging out with Mason. Joining us in the studio, you are from Mozambique.
Yes, sir.
We've got Lay Lizzy. We've had it's quite a story. Of you ending up here. We've been trying to get together. It's just not been working. It's just not been working. But I'm glad you're here.
Thank you,
before we even chat to Lay Lizzy, let's check out a song from him. Mason, stay put.
Okay.
We're gonna do some music together at some point.
Alright.
South Africa versus Mozambique. Alright, so let's check out some Lay Lizzy. This is the crew.
They say we was never gonna make PZ, they said we was never gonna make
Girls going crazy like, oh, he's amazing. The boy be so fly, he never touch the paper. I don't even need to tie my shoelaces. I don't even sweat when I'm chasing the paper. Mind on the paper, never mind a hater. Never, ever, ever, ever mind a hater. Look at me now, cause you won't see me later. Take a pic now, cause you won't take it later. The other day, a homie called, he said he wanna talk. I told him if it's not about the money, we can talk when both me and you are dead and all up in heaven, homie. Truth is, your boy is a workaholic. I don't have time.
time B, I'm so sorry. My grandma complains that I'm never there, but at the same time I be everywhere. When she see me on TV, she call me like Lizzie. I'm proud, but you gotta come see me. But first make some money, I'm praying you blessed. Can't you see all the butt you've been kicking? Africa, we got a problem today. A rapper that don't care about popping bottles. Please don't compare me to Americanos. I think you done had enough problems today. Boy, I feel like a million bucks.
How do you feel?
I be feeling like a million bucks. Lately, I be feeling like a million bucks.
How do you feel?
Boy, I feel like a million bucks.
How do you feel?
I be feeling like a million bucks. Lately, I be feeling like a million bucks. Yes, I'm loving myself. Blame it all on the wealth and everybody else. They be loving, they loving the crew.
They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew. Whoa, whoa. They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew. Whoa, whoa. They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew. Whoa, whoa. They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew.
You get addicted to my music like an alcoholic. They be looking for me for so long, I mean I'm like a fossil. Keep it real, my guy, I be looking like a Hall of Famer. Stacking money to the ceiling, what I call a wallpaper. And I be looking fresh to death, somebody told me get a life. I be married to the money, mama told me get a wife. But I need three women, WWW, just enough to get inside. And I ain't even making effort, just enough to get it right. Still got Young G from the city, I wrote chill back, same blood on her titty. Did that right after I left from a kidney. It was the best and she left like I'm kidding. Your boy tethered up like I'm kidding. You can't kid with the kid, are you kidding? I'm so ready so that I feel like a nigga just started living. So if you're ready, tell me how you feeling, stand up. Boy, I feel like a million bucks.
How do you feel?
I be feeling like a million bucks. Lately, I be feeling like a million bucks.
How do you feel?
Boy, I feel like a million bucks. I be feeling like a million bucks. Lately, I be feeling like a million bucks. Yes, I'm loving myself, blame it all on the wealth and everybody else. They be loving, they loving the crew.
They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew. Whoa, whoa. They loving the crew. They loving, they loving, they loving the crew. Whoa, whoa.
Very fresh. This is Lay Lizzy. The crew is the name of the song. Gentlemen, before Mason leaves us and before I even chat to you, can we rap? Can we get into some rapping?
Yeah, we can get.
All right, so let's do this.
Let's get into
this.
Some rapping.
Let's do some more rapping. Let's do some more rapping.
Let's do this real quick.
Is he gonna play the keys or?
Nah.
Come on,
we've
man.
Got Lay Lizzy. Oh, you want the keys? No, don't worry. Don't worry. The keys are coming.
All right.
There's still enough of those. They're still on the way. More guests lined up on the show. Remember, everything you're listening to on the show is available as a podcast. That's on the other side of 4 p.m. today. So you'll be able to download it and use it whenever you feel like it. Once again, Mason is in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And Lay Lizzy is in the building as well.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, we're going to get into some rapping. Can you gentlemen hear this beat behind me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you do as you please. As soon as this little hook is done, yeah, you go in.
Uh-huh. Who go for it, Mason or me?
You decide. What,
how you want to do it?
All right, let me go for it. All
right. It's
invading your eardrums. Yeah. Nail. Okay, exclusive. Young boy going first. Worldwide. Come on, girl, I know you thirst. T.A. Love, man. We out here at Cliff. If you're dope, if you're not, jump off a cliff. My nigga, shout out to Mason. If you ever go to jail, I'ma scream free Mason.
Chew that!
Aye. Yo, I see clouds on the wall. Yeah. Don't tell nobody I hide my cash in the walls.
Whoa.
Mason, your turn, let go. Let's do 4-4.
I just got questions, man. Have you ever seen vultures on a zinc? Or you looking for the money for the rent? Never seen a nigga in a mink. Man, we ain't got hoes, never been a pimp.
Yeah.
We just trying to live, so we rap. We say whatever, dog, keep it on the wax.
Yeah.
Keep it ill, keep it trilly. Coming through, make song like Mac Drilly, get it?
I know money is the plan. I'm just trying to do it for my fam.
Uh-huh.
You know I got a girl back home, that's my man. I ain't trying to talk about that. We out here at Cliff Central. You know I'm the center of attention. I'm with my homie Mason. Yeah, we're trying to play around right now. We're trying to play around right now.
We're
trying to milk a cow. We're trying to make that cash. We're trying to make that.
Oh,
go.
Hey. That's it. Oh, you need to tell me what the buzz about. Before I pull the car out,
yeah. Homie, come on now, tell me what the bar's about. I don't like niggas up on my couch. And I don't like new niggas. I can only tolerate a few niggas. Why? Cause they gon' see me in the hood. They gon' ask me what to do. I'ma say it's all good, man. And then I'ma see you with your crew. We can do it all again. Now tell me, does it ever end? Come on, I'm too ill. What the deal? I'm up in Trilly. When I got here, got lost up in Yeovil. I'm going to the hood, I'm making money, but got no deal. So I gotta chill, huh? Cause I'm cooler than the Mueller. I hopped in the car, nigga too drunk. Could've found my keys, nigga, so I hopped into an Uber. I tell him Mason got the new flow. Now, I got him chasing like Derulo. All my niggas dedicated, overrated. And then he frustrated, nigga, cause you made it through the loophole. Get him.
Man, come on.
Get him.
Come on. Come on. Come on, that nigga Mason killing. Hey Mason, my nigga, you should be billing.
Billing.
I'm out here at Cliff, nigga. I don't want beef, nigga.
Nope.
Beef, no beef only after I eat. Wait. Eat only after I split. Wait.
Yeah, we do it. Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. My homie Georgie on the camera. My homie Georgie on the camera. My homie Lindy on the camera. My homie Lindy on the camera. Can I sing a bit?
Yeah.
Homie Georgie on the camera.
Hit them high notes.
Lindy on the camera.
Hit them high notes.
And homie Lindy on the camera.
Yeah.
Cliff Central, can I please have a brand new bro?
My heart beating fast, I can never die slow. I'm not being political, but homie, I cope. I am being literal, it's murder, she wrote. Cause my girl kill a nigga when she hit them high notes.
Yeah.
Them high notes, I'm talking them high notes.
Yeah.
Tell you what's on mind before I grind first.
Yeah.
I rhyme first, my nigga, I get it done.
Yeah.
Every time they see me like Mason, you number one. Like superstar, woo, superstar Mason. Coming through, I got these superstars chasing behind me. Coming through, Mason, stay grimy. The 011, Cap City, you know where to find me. Dial that number, dial it. Before I cock block you niggas, dime it.
Come on, man. Mason's killing.
Okay,
let's
okay.
go harder, man.
You got one more? You got one more? You got one more?
I got one more. I got one more. My mama told me, leave the rap chill alone. What? I told my mama, just let me get on the throne. I be waiting too long. Plus, the nigga in the song, my song's real rap shit. You don't believe it, motherfucker, check the rap sheet.
Oh.
I'm so conceited cause the nigga know he packed this. I swear to God, when I do features, it's for practice. And I ain't even let you niggas hear the best shit. My shit crack, bitch, I get it crackin'. Sit back and laugh for it, get paid for rapping. Real checks for breakfast. Hey, real checks for breakfast.
You stretch real that like elastic.
Yeah.
My niggas gon' burn like matchsticks. Hey. Mason, talking to my mama. She told me that this rap don't make much.
Yeah.
I'm in the office trying to pay these rap cuts.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I've had enough.
Okay. So there you have it, doping. Dope. Yeah. Listen, that's some dope MCing right there.
That's proper. That's proper.
Yeah, yeah, nice one. So two MCs going head to head. Very nice one. So let's just quickly catch up with you, Leliza. The scene in Mozambique, the hip hop scene, what is it like?
Well, Mozambique was just we're just starting to like get known and get noticed by the world.
Okay.
You know, in Mozambique, I mean, we've been doing it for some time since we were like kids, right?
I know that I know Zouk is big there. You guys have, is it Guduri as well?
No, Angola.
Okay.
In Mars, Zouk was big back in the days.
Yeah.
Now in Mars, what's big is hip hop, because hip hop is kind of big all over the world right now.
Yeah.
Right. And Kizomba, but Kizomba is Angolan, you know. Some Mozambican artists just decided that, okay, we like that sound, we're gonna do it as well.
So they basically adopted the sound.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have our own sound, which is Panza and Marabenta. Those two, I mean, they were very big a couple of years ago, like three, like huge, crazy. But they never managed to export it. And then, I mean, the artists just started dying down, you know, one by one. So the genre is kind of dying, which is a little worrying.
Okay.
I might say. Yeah.
And you are predominantly hip hop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm predominantly hip hop, but at the same time, as a songwriter as well.
Yeah.
I need to have an ear for every single thing.
No, certainly.
I
certainly.
Mean, if my manager comes to me and my producer Oput and he's like, "Yo, we have a jazz singer. She needs a song." I'm not gonna be like, "Hey man, I'm hip hop."
Okay.
But when it comes to my own shit, I mean, I gotta
you bring it.
Man. Yeah, gotta do it.
And let's talk about your relationship with hip hop. Where does it come from?
My sisters, actually.
Your sisters?
Yeah, because I grew up with my sisters and my mom. Like the first 6 years of my life, my dad wasn't like around. He was somewhere else working for us. He's sending money and stuff, right? And that's what they used to play around the house, my sisters. But a lot of R&B too. Okay. That's why I'm very like R&B influenced as well as hip hop.
Okay. You know? All right. Yeah. So speaking of which, are you gonna just do something for us just now? R&B.
No, not like that.
Why not?
Not like that. My R&B, that.
You wanted keys, and she has on keys.
But it's not like I'm a singer or anything. I don't sing.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't sing.
We get it.
I want the keys for rapping.
So what are you doing in South Africa at the moment? Are you based here, or are you just visiting?
Well, I come here pretty often. Like every 2 weeks, I'm here either for a week or two. And the trips are getting longer and longer as we grow in South Africa as well.
Okay.
You know,
is the idea to grow here or Africa-wise?
Africa-wise. But I'm sorry to compare, but South Africa is kind of like the New York of the United States. Okay. I mean, you come to South Africa, you blow up here, you're gone everywhere. You understand me? So it's a good place for you to meet artists from all over the world.
It's funny how South African artists feel differently about it. They feel like it's difficult here. I suppose it really depends on how hard you push or how much you want it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because if you notice, like, there's like Nigerian artists coming here all the time. I mean, last time I was here at Cliff Central, I was late. I'm sorry, by the way, whoever produces this show. There was a George Kenyan artist here.
Yeah, we had Victoria Kimani, I think.
Right.
And we had Emanira as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was gonna be me from Mars. You understand me? So this does not happen if you go to like not to Tanzania or Tanzania, but if you go there, you're not gonna find a Kenyan artist, big artist.
No,
Nigerian,
certainly. I see what you mean. Yeah. So in terms of people you've worked with here in South Africa, you wanna mention some of those?
Here in South Africa,
or anybody you want to work with?
Yeah, I've worked with Burna Boy in South Africa, but he's not South African. And I also work with AKA. We just finished up a song like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's set to release, I think, around end of March.
All right.
If everything goes well. And, I hope everybody likes it. It's really dope.
Video wise, what's happening with for the crew?
The crew, man, is buzzing, man. MTVs are playing. Mars, number one. Mars is playing it like crazy.
What's the radio vibe like in Mozambique? Do you have a lot of radio stations?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
a lot of radio stations and TV stations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a big urban culture in Mozambique?
There is, but at the same time, Mozambicans just started picking up on their own now.
Okay.
So they just started really supporting their own now. But I think it was because their own wasn't really doing it for them at a certain time. You know, it seemed like the artist was doing it for himself. But a country needs to feel like if this artist is outside of our country working, it has to be doing it for the country. You know,
so let me tell you what's happening around the continent. Well, most parts of the continent right now.
Yeah.
If you go to Botswana, I'm from Botswana, but if you go to Botswana, Botswana complain about their own not being given enough space or airplay.
Yeah.
South Africa is the same. They feel like there's so much music that comes in from the West as opposed to that's what's on high rotation in every radio station. That's how they feel.
Yeah.
And quite differently, when I've been to places, I've been to East Africa. And when I get there, in Tanzania to be specific, they were playing a lot of Nigerian music. It's just like that. You go to Kenya, it's a bit of a mix. Yeah. You have the Western stuff and you have the indigenous stuff.
Yeah.
But it feels like everywhere you go, people feel like
they need to grab
outsiders.
It
outsiders are more accepted than the locals.
It's
why is that the case?
The grass is always greener on the other side.
How do you feel about it, Mason?
Well, it's true, you know, especially in South Africa. I've never been outside South Africa. You guys play too much international. I got a lot of songs that you guys don't play. I don't know how to change that. Yeah. I don't know what to do with that. But I am an advocate for you guys should play at least 50% local. No, you guys are playing like 80%. And even the local, you play are the same songs. So you're playing like five local songs around South Africa. You know, play local, man.
I know, listen, we occasionally get into this conversation and it just keeps going on and on, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I suppose it's the politics of the business.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Politics, straight up.
Of the business. It will always be there.
Yeah.
Now, your plan for Africa, how are you planning to conquer Africa?
I mean, we're just taking baby steps right now, right? So we released the first single, The Crew, is doing very well. It's growing everywhere, Nigeria, South Africa a bit. I mean, we're just fighting for The Crew at the moment. And as soon as we release the single with AKA, we're just gonna bring two dope songs together and work with those.
Yeah.
And work with those. That's what we're gonna do. So one thing at a time, and we'll get there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And what is your plan, Mason, in terms of expanding your brand beyond just South Africa?
Well, first plan is to blow up in South Africa, and then I can go elsewhere. So the plan mainly is, you know, get these songs on radio if you guys can finally play me from then on. You get visual, videos.
Driving at that point.
No, but you guys, you should play, man. I believe I really have good music, you know. Even besides these two that I gave you, I got more than like 100 songs, literally.
Yeah.
You know, just waiting for, okay, not just waiting for radio to play
look,
them, but
I think, know. Just to play devil's advocate, I think that there has to be a plan in whatever you do, because think about the amount of artists who submit their music on a daily.
Yeah.
And I'm not making an excuse for the industry. I'm not saying it's okay, but I feel like, you know, it's always wise to have much more than talent.
Yeah.
To have a strategy in place in how you're going to approach the business and how you are going to have an edge over everyone else. Because imagine if we in a day, if we received 20 songs from 20 different artists and they're all amazing, you know. The one who has an edge over everyone else is the one who has that X factor. So I think that's what artists need to start thinking about beyond just expectation, because what I'm getting now is this, and rightly so, there's a lot of frustration. You know, people feel like I'm good enough, I should be played. But every other artist, even the nonsensical ones, even the rubbish ones,
they feel like
they feel like, yo, I deserve this spot. This is my spot.
I've been hustling.
You know, so I just think if you have a strategy in place, it helps.
Yeah,
for
strategy,
people to notice you.
Yeah, true that. And then you push, and then, like I said, patience, persistence.
Yeah,
you all get to, you know, where you want to go.
Okay.
You know,
are we ever gonna get to a point where though artists really make money off their art and they just live off of that in Africa?
You say what?
Are we gonna get to a point where, you know, whatever money you make is able to sustain you as an artist until the time you decide to retire?
I think that there is artists that are living off of music.
Yeah.
I mean, solely. But the thing is, if you want to maximize your money, your profits, as a musician, you have a lot of alleyways for business.
Yeah.
You know, so you should just go ahead and make the money, do the business, right?
Yeah.
But your main thing is being an artist, because that's what got you there.
Yeah.
In the position where you could actually now, you know, associate yourself with other brands and start making money off of that, and, you know, stuff like that.
How important is it to be accommodative to different cultures and trends?
Yo, it is very important, bro. It is very important. Because when you perform, let's say I was to go to your hood, Mozambique.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, you guys got different cultures and whatnot.
Exactly, yeah.
I need to, you know, tolerate them. Try to even blend in if I can.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Plus, where I'm from, Soshanguve, it's like four different cultures.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the word Soshanguve is like Soto, Shangaan, Vendang, Guni.
Oh, I didn't know that's where. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where the word, the name Soshanguve comes from. So, even me, I'm always, you know, surrounded by people from different cultures. I mean, mostly, even since I'm here in Joburg, most of the people I interact with speak Zulu.
Okay.
You know, you would know that. So now, we have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you got to tolerate, you got to accommodate. And
so, Trent, do you dab?
I don't dab.
Mason doesn't look like you.
But I'm still working on the move.
Why are you not dabbing?
Nah,
get the elbow right.
Nah, Mason, it's so obvious. And the reason why I asked him is because I looked at him and I realized he can't
imagine
stand
me
it.
Dabbing. Nah, I don't really dance much. I just two step, you know. I don't. Nah.
Alright,
cool. Yeah.
No, so if Young Thug came up to you and said, let's collaborate, would you?
I would ask, say what? Because I know the first time I wouldn't even understand. Say what? Can you write it down for me? Nah, but Young Thug is tight. Especially on features, you know?
Yeah,
I listen to I just like French Montana, so I hear him on features. He's a tight guy. I got nothing against artists in general. I just like hip hop. If it's tight, I listen to it. I got nothing personal against anybody.
Who's your favorite MC of all time?
I got a few. I got a lot. I got five.
I know it's a difficult question because
you like different things from people.
Okay,
give
me five.
Like Cassidy. I came up with Cassidy.
Okay.
Cassidy is one of the few guys I bought that original CD to.
Okay, Cassidy, that's one.
Jay-Z.
Standard.
Nas. You know, Jay-Z and Nas just go together.
Yeah.
And two, I'll try to pick recent guys. I think Nipsey's fresh. Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
One more. It's the Decider.
It could be a local. It could be a regional MC.
I can't mention myself, nah.
Nah, you can't.
Mace. Bad boy Mace. I told you I've been bumping the bad boy. I still listen to Mace's old school now. Mace was, man, he had the best flow ever.
Nah.
And if you listen, Kanye West bites Mace. Fabulous bites Mace. French Montana bites Mace. They're all taking, Mace is the only guy who was hot and left the game. Because he knew what he was doing.
All right, there seems to be some kind of line between the hottest MC right now in the world. What's happening right now is it's between Kendrick Lamar and...
Drake?
No.
J. Cole?
And J. Cole. So between J. Cole and Kendrick, who do you choose?
Man, I appreciate both of them, but I just...
Choose one.
I choose J. Cole because... He speaks to me more than Kendrick does. But I appreciate the art. Kendrick is dope. Come on, stop it.
Okay.
But at the same time, J. Cole speaks more to me than Kendrick.
Yeah.
Okay, Mason?
I'd also go with the same answer. Yeah. Think about Kendrick. Kendrick is a tight rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and nobody, I don't think there's a lot of people that can really rap like him. You know? But
yeah.
J. Cole, you know, you can relate to him. Man, his songs can make you cry.
Then you stop listening
to it. Then you bump Kendrick. So they're both tight MCs. It's just that... Kendrick, J. Cole is too emotional sometimes, whereas Kendrick is like for the streets, he raps.
Exactly. Okay,
you know?
All right. Makes sense. Sadly, we've come to the end of this. What are you up to this weekend, Lelizi?
Hey man, I'm just going to do this. I'm doing a lot of promo run, so I'm just going to do more interviews. That's what I came for this week, and hopefully I'm going to, you know, meet some other colleagues.
Okay.
Of our area music. Already met one.
Yeah, hopefully we can get into studio.
Definitely gonna take his number and stuff, and you know, just
yeah,
work,
that's
man.
What this is about, you know.
Exactly.
And Mason, anyone outside of Lelizi that you're looking to possibly collaborate with?
Like locally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. What should I name drop? Is
yeah,
that what you want?
It's cool.
I like Cooley.
Okay.
You know, Cooley's tight. You know, I mean, even Nasty C got bars, man.
Yeah.
You know, Playboy got bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cats who rap through me, doing a track with through me would be on some other stuff, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so at least we know where your head is at in terms of what the album is going to sound like.
Yeah.
All right, so production-wise, who are you working with?
Well, I work with a lot of producers, but my main producer is this guy from the hood. We live in the same street. He goes by Houdini.
Okay.
He does most of my beats. My little brother does some of my beats. My little cousin does some of my beats. HK right behind me, he does some of my beats. That song that you heard, Tusman did. I'm always working with different producers, bro.
Okay.
Always, yeah.
All right. Are you interested in any producers here?
I mean... I'm not really familiar with a lot of producers here, and especially because since 12 I've had the same producer. And he came to Johannesburg with me and got signed on the same label as I did.
Ah, nice.
And I was even like, Jill Beck, if you want to sign me, sign this guy.
No doubt.
I see. Gentlemen, thank you very much for hanging out. It was such a bliss.
No doubt. Thanks for having me.
Remember, everything you heard here will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
Yes,
MT is in the building. He's going to join us soon.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
All right.
This is CliffCentral.com.